They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Friday and Valentine's Day, could it get any better than that? Jeff, could it get any better?
Are you talking to me?
I don't know. I was just...
Jeff, is that what this microphone's for?
That's it. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. It is Valentine's Day. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine, in to talk about stuff to do in the weekend into next week here in the greater Des Moines metro. And I suspect he has a list. And happy Valentine's Day to you, too, sir.
You talking to me?
Yeah. That microphone.
Thing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Huh? Remember?
Something I've never really had.
What? Happy Valentine's Day. That doesn't surprise me.
There's like 3 days a year that I know
that you'll be disappointed.
That I will disappoint.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Valentine's Day, my wife's birthday, my mother's birthday.
Why would you disappoint?
I just not good. I can try, but I just know.
Just never quite reached the pinnacle of success.
It's not my area of strength.
Well, and your bride is, I'm sure.
They're great. They don't mind.
They're used to it.
I know. You're a little shortcomings.
Well.
How are you on Valentine's Day?
I'm marvelous.
Knocking out of the park today?
Oh, every day.
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
You should have the list for me.
Me? I'm going to be leading services in Mason City, Iowa.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, that's my Valentine's Day gift, honey. Anyway, I've been married long enough that,
just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, well, it does. No. Don't go there. Yeah.
I don't mean to finish your sentence.
Everything matters. Everything matters. It's just that it's, on the down low. But it's important that we remember.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Is it?
Somebody said.
You ever heard the story of St. Valentine?
It's a bad story.
Yeah. I don't remember the whole thing.
Yeah. He was a martyr. Mm-hmm. Like a Christian martyr.
That's right. He was marrying people. They were forbidden. People were forbidden to marry, I think, if I remember it right.
Yeah. And he died a horrible death, too. So it was, Well, now that we've brought everybody down on that one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? Man. What's going on tomorrow? Anything happen?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. We have. Well, I thought a nice Valentine treat would be.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Brenton Skating Plaza.
There you go. You could.
Is that a good Valentine?
That's a wonderful. You know, I think. What was the movie? Valentine's Day movie.
There's been like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, but it's always romantic to take your significant other.
Especially if you can't really skate.
Right. Right. And then to the Brenton Skating Plaza, and then you can kind of glide along and look lovingly in each other's eyes while you hold hands.
Break a wrist.
Yeah. Go to the emergency room. Yeah. All right. Brenton Skating Plaza, huh? How fun.
How fun. Let's see here. Winter Blues Fest.
Now we're into it.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. Winter Blues Fest. Where does this take place?
Too many groups to mention. Downtown at the Marriott.
All right.
Too many groups to mention, but there will be blues.
There will be blues. Do you ever, you listen to blues ever?
I mean, I've never bought a blues CD or a blues music, but I like it when it's on.
Yeah. It kind of has, every song has the same kind of a thing to it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, You know immediately. When I was in Memphis not long ago.
Uh-huh.
Beale Street.
Uh-huh.
They got some great blues.
Is that right?
Yeah. B.B. King's place, it's pretty cool.
Is all blues about being blue?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of like country music is all about jails and cars and drinking and mama. Yeah. Yeah. Blues is all about, she left me and, now I'm sad and lonely. And, it's real inspiring music.
They had to know it was Valentine's Day to put the Blues Fest, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
So are they being ironic? Or
No. They're just doing it. Because there is a certain magic about the blues.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's certain magic.
Yeah, about the blues. All right, Blues Fest.
Blues Fest. Okay, the Wild play tonight and tomorrow. Iowa Wild.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Yeah. Hockey, yeah.
And tomorrow night, Saturday night, Eli Young Band will be the post-game concert.
Oh, that's cool.
That should be really
cool. Who are we playing? Who are the Wild playing?
We are playing the San Diego Gulls.
The Gulls? G-U-L-L-S?
Double L.
Yeah?
Double hockey sticks.
We hate them already. I mean, what a silly name. The San Antonio Gulls?
Having a hockey team in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego.
It's silly all on its own.
I'm sorry, San Diego.
What did you think I said?
I thought I heard San Antonio. But San Antonio Rampage. That's who that team is. I'm not familiar with the San Diego Gulls.
San Antonio Gulls would be a dumb name.
It would be a stupid name, wouldn't it?
Maybe. Not familiar with the Gulls.
The Galveston Gulls would be all right.
I could live with that.
Yeah. So San Diego Gulls.
That's right.
But this is hard to say.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think hockey. I think San Diego Gulls.
Right. San Diego Gulls.
Maybe it's Gulls. Maybe they're like a...
It's a silly name. We're going to beat the pants off of them. Beat
probably.
The beak off of them.
Probably. Yeah. Bucks play.
Yeah, Bucks.
Bucks play tonight.
Yeah. Friday night, Bucks.
Chicago Steel.
Hate them.
Hate them?
Oh, yeah. Is that steel like in steel, or is it steel like in take?
I think it's like
S-T-E-E-L?
The iron alloy.
S-T-E-A-L. Yeah, okay. Whatever. All right. We got hockey on the brain here.
On the brain. All right. What else you want?
No. You got the list.
The Isley Brothers play tonight. Meskwaki.
What?
Bingo.
The Isley Brothers?
Oh,
yeah. Isley Brothers are wonderful. Go. When is that?
Tonight.
Oh, Friday night, of course. I'm in Mason City. Not with the Isley Brothers.
Well, you can just scoot over. Yeah, scoot over. Meskwaki, Tama.
Sort of kind of by there. Wow, that's neat. Isley Brothers. Cool.
It's kind of neat.
All right.
All right. Let's see what else we have. Cyclone Country Kennel Club, Saturday at the fairgrounds.
Cyclone Country Kennel Club.
Dogs.
Dogs.
That's up your alley.
Yeah. We can take a couple. Yeah, we can take one or two or five or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
What's the most dogs you would ever have?
I think I'm at the limit. I ain't saying because I think I need a kennel license. Don't get me started.
Don't dress for dinner. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did talk about
that. Community Theater. It's your last chance this weekend to go see that. Saturday at the Governor's Mansion, another speaker.
Another tea time thing.
Tea and Terrace Hill. Tea and talk at Terrace Hill.
Tea and talk.
This will be Jarrett Eink and Kate Carter Frederick.
Huh?
They're going to talk about beekeeping.
Robin Prusner.
Is that a beekeeping expert?
She is a beekeeper. She's also the state...
How do I know that name?
Well, she's the state entomologist.
Okay.
And she is also, I fondly call her the wacky weed woman. She is also...
Fondly.
Yeah, fondly. She is the hemp administrator.
Really?
For the state of Iowa, yes.
I didn't know we had one of those.
Oh, yeah. We had her on the broadcast not too long ago. All the rules and regulations and stuff that go on with hemp.
Yeah.
You know, manufacturing this and the THC and the CBD and the XYZ. And
she's in charge of that.
She's, yeah.
Better her than me.
Yeah. So, yes, she is a beekeeper, and so we're going to be talking bees at Terrace Hill.
You have any bees?
No.
You ever kept bees?
No.
I've been hearing a lot about beekeeping,
beekeeping
lately. Why is
a big thing. Well, there's a lot of folks. I know another woman where is she? West Des Moines is a beekeeper. Julia. Julia is an avid beekeeper.
Any reason you couldn't keep bees in the city?
No, I think you could.
Like any code against it or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, tea and talk.
Bees.
Okay, Botanical Blues, Stuttering Jimmy and the Goosebumps.
Stuttering Jimmy and the Goosebumps.
That's right.
I like it already.
Uh-huh. He's a local guy. They're pretty good. Des Moines Public Library is having What We Owe Our Mothers, a Vietnamese America's story of immigration in Iowa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This will be next week, Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Franklin Library.
Franklin.
Yep.
Got it.
I like to grab the library highlight. You know, there's a lot going on in all the libraries that people don't even know about.
I know. And they are beautiful facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great facilities. You know,
when
programming.
When I was growing up, you know, we had hieroglyphics, and you had carrying
what was that like?
Carrying a book around was pretty tough.
Were they chiseled?
Oh yeah, feel chiseled. You know, I love. What is it? What is it? What is it? Is it the Amazon or the Alexa? There's a new commercial out there where the guy is wrapping a mummy,
uh-huh.
And he says, on the grocery list...
Don't get me started on the mummies.
Yeah, he says...
to get Parker Reed on here.
He says, go ahead, put toilet paper on the shopping list. And the guy's with the hieroglyphics thing chiseling it into the wall. It's really good.
Commercials.
I love them.
National Geographic Live Series. We've talked about some of the other ones. They'll be at the Civic Center Tuesday night. The speaker this time is Steve Winter, on the trail of big cats.
Big cats.
Mm-hmm. From trekking India's Himalayas to the search for rare snow leopards, stalking elusive jaguars in Latin American jungles, and American lion, cougars. Well, you know, we got cougars here now.
We do have cougars. We also have mountain lions.
But that's what I meant, mountain lion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
they're coexisting.
Yeah. They are.
I know. I just saw a news release on it yesterday or today.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
They're spotting them.
Yeah. I saw a picture with a whole family of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
But this was a while ago. All right. How about the Choir of Man? It's also at the Civic Center Wednesday.
The Choir of Man?
Globally recognized as a runaway hit and ultimate feel-good show.
All right.
The Choir of Man returns to Des Moines. 90 minutes of indisputable joy, it says.
There we go. That's what we need. Indisputable joy. Man, that would be so helpful right now.
That should be a Valentine's thing.
It should be.
90
Get
minutes.
Get your tickets now and then.
Indisputable joy. Who wouldn't want that?
All right.
All right, what else? Oh, last but not least.
All right, here we go.
Thursday.
Yeah.
This is the end of February. I'm going to see if you can guess.
Okay. End of February. At the Event Center. Barbra Streisand.
Nope.
Okay.
Probably one of the biggest. Happens every year. End of February. Probably one of the biggest.
George Washington is coming back. It's George Washington. Got it. Okay, cool. No?
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
What's that mean?
That'd be pretty big.
That would be big. Yeah. Especially if it happened every year at the end of February.
Well, he never tells a lie.
Iowa Wrestling High School State Tournament.
Of course.
So stay out of downtown.
Yeah, right. Lots of pickup trucks will be in town. Lots of pickup trucks.
You don't like traffic.
Yeah, that's Iowa State Wrestling. This state is bananas over wrestling.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I wonder how many people come in, but it's a lot.
Yeah, we should get Greg Edwards on the horn and say, "Hey, Greg."
He would know.
He'd say, "Oh, there's what the economic impact, the whole thing." He'd have it down. I mean, he gave the economic impact of the caucuses.
Oh, what was the
$11.5 million?
I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah, it was $200 million. They say for the entire year, you know, all the time.
Oh,
but
so what was the $11 million number?
That was just
Des
Moines. That was just Des Moines thing.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, speaking of the dog show,
Kennel Club is this weekend. Don't forget.
His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps up another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, the dogs are loose, as well as Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.